This is Women in Revival Podcast. 1 week ago, we started a series called Hymns for Parents. Our topic for today is God of My Childhood. Sisters, this is a plea, like, Lord, we seek your face.
A plea to God, saying, God of my childhood, please come and be the God of my children's childhood. Sisters, God wants you to be able to pray this to him. You must pray for your children in prayer and ask God to be the God of their childhood, just as he was the God of your childhood. Just go before God and ask him, say, Lord Jesus, please be the God of my child's childhood. Even as they grow up, let you be their God and no other thing to take your place. Sisters, you must input this into the lives of your children in the place of prayer. Deborah Shinobi will now take us further on this subject.
Father, we thank you for how you have helped us thus far throughout this series. As we bring this series to a close, help us not to forget the things you've shared with us. Help us to go back to dig out this treasure of hymns that we are forsaking as families, as individuals. Help us to teach our children the lifestyle of learning hymns, of singing hymns. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for taking the time to join with us on Women in Revival. We are still on this series, Hymns for Parents. And today is the last episode on this series. I trust the Lord has challenged your heart, encouraging you to inculcate into your family life the learning of hymns, the writing of hymns, the writing of poems. Do remember to send our links, share our broadcast with your loved ones. You can hear us on www.evangelismradio.com. You can download our apps on Google Play, both Women in Revival app. There you get our broadcast constantly. And also Podbean. You can download this on Google Play or App Store and search for Women in Revival. And also you can come back to our website, www.gravesham christianladies.co.uk, to listen to the series again and any series on our website or any episode that you might have missed. The Lord has really blessed us in this series as we consider a few hymns that have been a blessing to my own life as a parent, and I trust that it has been a blessing to you. I trust that it has ignited a fire, it has kindled a fire in your heart also. Last time we were singing the passing on of the baton of the gospel to our children, to the next generation to come. And today, as we round up this broadcast, we are taking our last hymn, which is God of My Childhood. I remember we sang this song some couple of weeks ago as we had a rite of passage for my daughter. It's a hymn that I love. God of my childhood, God of my teenage years, you are the God of my journeys on earth. This hymn is taken from the book of Psalms 90, and stanza 1 says, God of my childhood, God of my teenage years, you are the God of my journeys on earth. You are the God of all seasons and age groups. You in me dwell, then my journey is secure. What an affirmation to know that this God is the God of my childhood. He is the God of all the journeys that I will go through on earth. He is the God of all seasons. He is the God of all age groups. All I need is to dwell in him. Then my journey in life will be secure. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the chorus says, the first, the last you are. Alpha and Omega, you are the same yesterday and always. Ancient of days, forever you'll remain it. Lead me on to your pathway for my life. And stanza 2 says, God of my childhood, God of the men of old, you are the God of the future ahead. You are the hope of the future before me. You lead me on, then my steps shall not slide. What a hymn. What a hymn to sing with our children as they celebrate their birthday, as they celebrate the new year. He is the God of all season. Our God is the God of all age group. He wants to relate with our children. He wants to relate with us. And as we close today's broadcast, let us go to Psalms 90, where this hymn is taken from, as we read together. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Verse 3. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. Verse 4. Now, where I will stop. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Let me read verse 12. I love the verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God of my childhood, God of my adulthood, is the God of my journeys on earth. That even as I raise my children, this is an assurance that the God of my child's childhood still remains the God that we journey with him, that we journey with her throughout her teenage years. What an assurance, what an encouragement that I can leave my children in his hands to lead them on to his pathways for their lives. Whether I am there, whether I am not there, I can rest on his faithfulness to carry my children onto every path that he has ordained for their lives. As we round up today, I just want to share with you a few resources that have been a blessing to me. One of them is Hear My Song, Meditations on Life Through Favorite Hymns. And also, Then Sings My Soul, Reflections on 40 Favorite Hymns. And also, Love So Amazing, 40 Reflections on My Favorite Hymns. I've used these ones as part of my devotion. They've been a huge blessing for my life. It shows you a hymn, the life of the writer, the story behind the hymn, and then another one called Amazing Grace, 366 Inspiring Hymn Stories for Daily Devotion. There was a time that my family and I were looking at various hymns, and we're like, oh, so you mean this hymn had been this long? We thought it was a recent hymn, this and that. The Amazing Grace is a compilation of hymns, one hymn for a day. So look up other resources on hymns that will be a blessing to you as you journey on earth as a mother, as a parent, and as a child of God. And I hope you have met the Lord. I hope you have a walk with him. I hope you have committed your heart unto the Lord that gives men the reason to sing. And if you have not, I am using this opportunity to invite you to my Lord Jesus, who over 2,000 years ago laid his life down for humanity. Since humanity fell through Adam, he became the scapegoat. He died for your sin. He died for my sin. And through him, we have a new song. Do you want to commit your life to him? Do you want to follow the Lord Jesus? I want us to pray together before we go and listen to the hymn. Lord Jesus, thank you even for this hearer who wants to give you the leadership of his life, of our life. Take over, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus, you can drop us a line on www.graveshamchristianladies.co.uk. Go on our contact us page and send us an email, send us a WhatsApp, whichever means that you have. Just contact us and we'll be happy to respond to you. So let us go again and listen to God of My Childhood as myself and my children sing this together again. God of my childhood, God of my teenage years, you are the God of my journeys on earth. You are the God of all seasons and age groups. You in me dwell, then my journey secure.
The first, the last, you are Alpha and Omega.
You are the same yesterday and always. Ancient of days, forever you remain. Lead me onto your pathway for my life. I trust that was a blessing to you. May the Lord encourage your heart. May you be diligent to bring back to your family devotion this treasure, this heritage of hymning, of singing hymns as a family. I want to close this entire series by reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19. And it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And also Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Go and do likewise. Sing hymns, sing psalms, sing spiritual songs as a family unto the Lord. Amen.